This is Dr. Oliver, dictated on Todd Nelson. T-O-D-D is the first name. Nelson is the last name, N-E-L-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white male that has a medical history of obstructive nephropathy. The patient has neurogenic bladder and has a obstruction and reflux uropathy. The patient used to have a suprapubic catheter for the neurogenic bladder. He underwent a living-related kidney transplant on May 23rd of 2023 per Dr. Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. The donor was his brother-in-law that was 50 years old. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf 3 milligrams POBID, CellCept, 1,000 milligrams in the morning, 50 milligrams at night, and prednisone 5 milligrams daily. The patient is the first time that comes post-transplant to the office. Complications, they decided to remove the suprapubic catheter. After that, the patient developed a fistula that was vesicocutaneous. Vesicocutaneous fistula. The fistula was corrected by urology. And at the present time, this patient is with self-catheterizations that, according to his description, are between 5 and 6 a day. Postoperatively, the major complications have been relapsing urinary tract infection that have required the admission to Tampa General. On June 16 of 2023, a renal biopsy was done. T-cell mediation rejection was found. No antibody mediated reaction. The patient was treated with steroids only. The serum creatinine has maintained between 1.5 and 1.7 milligrams per cent. The serum electrolytes have been within normal limits. At the end of October, the patient was treated with urinary tract infection with the administration of Bactrim. He has been suppressed with the administration of methenamine. Methenamine, 1 gram tablet every 12 hours. The patient is feeling well, good urinary output, doesn't have any complications at this point. Number two, neurogenic bladder that is treated with at least 5 self-catheterizations a day. Following number, tacrolimus has to be between 4 and 6 micrograms. Following number, the patient has the tendency to develop hyperkalemia. The latest potassium was 5.2 and was done at the end of August. The patient was advised and was counseled with the verbally, and we gave literature in order to avoid high potassium content food. Following number, the patient has a alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Following number, anemia that has been well controlled and is related to a chronic disease and the administration of immunosuppression. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without exacerbation. The patient is in the first visit to the office post kidney transplant. We're going to see him in 10 weeks with laboratory workup. Time spent in the service, 25 minutes reading the referral, 25 minutes with the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.